The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Have you ever like been caught like with your zipper down like and it's been
I'm not embarrassed
it's
by shit
like that.
It's not
that embarrassing, yeah. I think.
Dude, I don't know why people make it seem like it's such a there's zippers down, look at
XYZ.
I think it's just because it sticks out like a sore thumb. It's just like
Examine your zipper.
Hey, XYZ.
I will say it's not as embarrassing as the guy, he was, I forget his name, but he was the, he used to play pro football, and then he was, like, doing, like, the news for the football game or whatever.
Troy Aikman?
It could have been him, where he had the wet spot, where he came back from the bathroom to, like, he, like, didn't, like, fully shake it, and right there, and it was, like, all over TikTok.
Oh.
Everybody was ripping him.
That still happens to me, and not just a spot, it's, like, down the whole pant leg.
What?
How do you have that much piss still in
Make sure you're finished before...
In your shaft, yeah.
Because I think when you pull it out, like, you know how, like, your boxers kind of, like, go under everything, and it's still, like, kind of pinching the urethra.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, not fully out, and you just think, oh, I'm good, and then right when you remove that spandex of the waistband, it just unleashes more.
I don't have to deal with that. Mine is like, I don't even need to shake mine.
Wait, do girls ever like have their zippers undone? I feel like all girls' jeans are like buttons. There's not like...
I do have a lot of pants because I prefer the buttons going all the way up. But yeah, zippers. I think it happens more to girls because they're so tight. And if they don't fit properly, it's just zoop.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know. It's fun.
I always thought the stitching on like pants were kind of like weird because that like that looks like a penis.
Yeah, when it like pops up too.
Why do they have to do this stitching swoop?
Yeah,
on the pants.
I never really looked at it like
that. Yeah, like what's this suggesting?
Like sweatpants is just straight just down. Like,
or they should, like... if they have to loop it, at least continue it to where it's hidden.
Right.
I love how we're like all just clothing experts. It's like, yeah, why don't they just create it
I took fashion class for 6 months. I think I know.
Well, tell us a little something about it then.
You're looking at it.
An icon, a queen.
We had to make a pair of pants for our project for fashion class. I made pajama pants. That's all I got.
Isn't it weird how it's called a pair of pants?
Because it's two legs.
But
look at this, two sleeves.
Right.
A pair of glasses. Right. It's still one thing.
But I think they're counting the... Yeah, it wouldn't be a pair of shirt. A pair of shoes.
A parakeet.
You would say a pair of shoes.
Two birds.
A parakeet.
A parasite.
You want to get
a paramedic. Let's get on with this shit.
A paradactyl.
A paraplegic. Moving on.
Very good. All right, let's get it, baby.
All right.
Welcome back to Zany. Oh, wait. No, it's coffee.
It's coffee talk, Heath. What you
baby,
doing, baby?
I'm jazzed up.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Woo!
Oh, I love it.
You just spilled tequila
music
in my coffee.
I need like a shot or something.
Oh, then go take a quick shot, guys.
You said shower, and I was like, I am not dealing with this right now. Somebody else talk to him.
Oh, of what? Shot of what? Tequila?
I'm not feeling very good today, so I think this will help.
I think a ghost scratched Zane in the middle of the night.
Yeah, scratches all over my face. I don't know why. It's like there's three lines right here.
You always have scratches.
Yeah,
though.
I was telling Mariah last night. Every night, like 30 minutes or an hour before I go, this is every night for the past like year, it burns so much on this side of my face and it won't go away until like I fall asleep. Like until
isn't that
like
so
your
strange
skin just stings?
It just burns. Like, I feel like I have to grab an ice cube and just rub it over here just to cool it off. It's the weirdest thing. And I typed it in and I can't figure out what
it's
it
just
is.
This side?
It's just this side. And then every night I pull up my phone, I'm just like, I can't believe it burns like that. And I do a selfie and flash and it's just red all over here.
I used to have like striped rosacea sometimes.
Is it rosacea?
Get rosacea in just weird places. Like it's not usually I'll have like a full cheek. I would have like a weird line or something. I don't know.
It's a red line. It's like a red line and then it just burns all around.
See what
it.
Was crazy Why though, because I was like, are you so scratching weird. Yourself in your sleep? No. And you're like, look at my nails.
No, yeah, I have no nails. I'm not scratching myself.
It's a demon.
Oh.
I've been hearing shit in my house. I need to sage my house.
Oh, really?
Because I think I'm on some like grave.
Change the dirt.
Change the dirt. So you have to fully just.
It's like poltergeist.
Have you been hearing stuff too?
No.
You don't hear like at night, like I feel like someone's walking upstairs in Todd's room. No, it's not Todd.
It's Todd.
Todd is not there. Todd won't be home. And I hear like footsteps in Todd's room. Every time I have to look
Zane
up his
might
location.
Be haunted himself.
Well, maybe. I don't know who owned the house before you because they lost it to the bank, meaning they were in some trouble.
Yeah.
Meaning I don't know what happened to that dude who owned it. But
I think some sketchy shit happened in the house and that's why I got it for so cheap.
They had to get Why no, did I no get one it would so bite. Cheap?
They have to tell you though.
Yeah, I think they legally have to tell you if some like a murder or somebody died.
But
or...
I mean if I didn't ask, they're probably
if
just
they
like
got
eh.
away with it.
Okay, where's your degree on buying a house where something went down? Do you, if it's like an old person died and it was the end of their life, is that
not
okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, if
but
some...
you still have to say something, right?
I think if somebody was killed in the house, you have to say something. If it was a crime scene, you have to say something. Or if it was burnt to the ground.
What if someone just dropped that? Like me, I was at home.
No, I don't think so.
I was at home. Dropped
they don't have to tell you that, or that's not big of a deal.
I don't think it has to be disclosed.
But it still gets haunted. Like I feel like you can still haunt it.
What if? Sorry if this is morbid. What if somebody drowned in the pool?
Right, like that's kid. What I think of.
But and what's sad though, even you're like, oh, it's the pool, it's that. But all the neighbors in the entire community, nobody wants to come to your house because they knew what happened.
The kid drowned in the pool.
At your pool. But you're getting it for a steal.
I think just bad murder. Memories. Murders will like really freak me out. Like I wouldn't buy a house that someone got murdered in.
If it was like a murder or a suicide, I would be like a little.
Yeah. Like remember our realtor, house that he like.
What happened in the house?
I forgot. I don't know. I don't even want to say who.
There was a pretty good shootout that happened in the house with, like a famous person.
It wasn't like a murder where like someone got brutally like just murdered. It was just like a shootout, and the guy ended up dying in the house. What is that?
A terrible thing would be if you signed and bought the house, and some person gets out of jail and thinks that the person.
Still lives there.
Or they just get you totally confused with somebody else.
I feel like that's happened before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the movie Big Lebowski, they confuse him with the other Lebowski. And so...
I haven't seen it. Sorry.
You've never seen The Big Lebowski?
No, I always see it on my like Netflix thing or whatever program it is, but like I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a classic. But it's about this like average Joe dude who gets confused with a big billionaire in town who has his same name. So one day he's just chilling in his bathtub and these guys come and just drown him. Or try to drown him because they're like, where's the money, Lebowski? And he's like, I don't know who the fuck you guys are.
That's like when I went home to Pennsylvania, I went to this country club and there's a list of the people that are like a part of the country club. And one of the guys' names was,
Lebowski?
Jeff.
Wittick?
Jeff.
Oh, Epstein.
Jeff Epstein.
And was it Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Oh, my God.
I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
That's Zane. And we have our lovely Matt and Mariah with us.
Thank you.
Or what if your name was Casey Anthony? What if your name was Casey Anthony? And there's this huge big case, and your name's just tarnished because everyone confuses you with Casey Anthony.
I would change it.
But you have to pay to change your name, right? Do you think they're like lenient on that? Or they'd be like, oh, we kind of get it.
You
I
would
bet
think,
that sucks.
How much does it cost
not.
To change your name?
I changed my name.
I'm surprised you even have to pay to change your name. Like, why is that something where the government has to charge you for that?
It's kind of like when you have to pay to change your license plate if you want it to say something else.
Exactly.
Something. It's just stupid. Like, why pay for it? But
yeah.
Huh. Okay. I guess.
I know, right? I guess.
Or just get married.
Okay.
That is true.
Get a
free name change.
Remember, we had a crazy encounter with a haunted house.
Which one?
The one that was in Jackson's backyard that used to be on Selena Gomez's property.
Oh, yeah. What? In Jackson's backyard in one of his houses, our buddy, they have this like little dollhouse, but it's a big
playhouse for your kid to
it's go like
play house
see,
in.
Like the Kardashians would get for their kids.
The house is like on their ranch, okay? And people have reported who work on the ranch that they see this woman in a white dress always walking around it. Okay.
Yeah.
But what was crazy is that that house used to be on a property that they used to own, that they rented out to Selena Gomez. And Selena Gomez went on a podcast and
talked about this, how she used to see like a girl in a white dress running around the house.
Shit.
So she got rid of the house, and now that house is in our buddy's backyard.
Weird.
And the sighting of this
from
ghost,
two different people.
And what's weird is that this spirit has followed this little dollhouse.
The fact that the people that work there like caught it is crazy, because they were
now
like,
I gotta know the
no
history
idea.
Of the dollhouse.
Yeah, and we were all like in there and laughing and drinking. Yeah,
I don't know. I feel I just need to see a ghost with my own eyes.
Yeah,
to like fully believe.
Don't tell yourself that, because I don't think you want to see it.
I've never seen a ghost.
I haven't
never have.
Either.
I think I've seen things, but it's like my own imagination.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok of this, it was a mother and her little boy, and he kept looking up in the bathroom, kept looking up at like the AC. He's like, I'm saying hi to my friend. And she's like, there's nobody there.
Oh,
and
he
does it all the time. Is this like, and you just like, you have to wonder, like, is this kid seeing something?
Yeah.
Or does he have a good imagination?
Yeah. Or is there somebody actually living up there? Because people do that shit.
That is one of my biggest like
I know.
Fears. Like somebody living in your house and you don't know.
Because
that's where, before.
Oh, I think about that at least once a week.
I always think about it because like I'm in a rental and I'm like, that creeps me out more. Like, I feel like if I owned a house, I wouldn't be worried. But like, I've always thought about like landlords in the past, if they're fucking weird and they have like some sort of cameras, or they're like in the house.
There's
and
have, so much unknown.
Have access still, because it's still their house.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Oh, it makes me so uneasy.
I think about that.
That's
like,
that's a movie, I think.
It is.
We just watched that movie.
Was it Dennis Quaid?
It was like a vacation home. It was a vacation home, and he had cameras all over the house.
How do you guys
and
have time for all these movies and shows?
We watch a movie like once every night.
That's crazy to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, that's so scary, though.
I forgot. I have. I got sent more pictures of the house.
Oh, really?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Have I seen them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does it look crazy?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's really cool.
I'm gonna airdrop it.
All right, so guys, a couple episodes ago.
Oh yeah, recap. Go ahead, Zane.
A couple episodes ago, the people that used to live here, like a long time ago, they came to Heath and Mariah's house, and they were at the gate. They were taking pictures, and they let them inside to show them the house.
Did they send?
That's yeah. Whoa.
Wow. A Christmas card of them sitting in the fireplace in their own house.
I'm not gonna.
Oh, this is in the guest house.
What?
Let me see it with you.
This is so weird.
Turn it sideways.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Oh my god. I feel like I shouldn't be looking at
these. She's the one. So the first picture, Zane, by the fireplace. Are you at that picture?
Yeah.
The bottom right girl is the woman that came to take pictures of the house. That's her.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's their Christmas card from 71.
Well, they got a shag, cool little rug.
Not to ruin this moment, but it looks like I'm looking at pictures that a horror movie would use.
A horror, right?
Yeah.
It looks crazy with all the children.
They were
sitting
a loving family,
room.
Always
like,
together.
Tell me that doesn't look like a documentary picture. Like they would just show this in a documentary.
You're
it's like
all
zooming in.
Isn't that crazy?
These people were wealthy.
That's what I said. I said, what the hell did they do?
Oh, damn. Who knows? The pool looked nice.
This could be like Bob Hope's kid over here during the party.
You never know.
Wow, look at that gate. It's just a gate in the middle of the yard.
You know when you search like up your addresses and houses on like Google, has Google Street View?
Yeah.
I just realized this yesterday. You can go back in time and look at
change the Street View year.
By year. So like I went to my parents' house and it was like my mom's old car was out front. And then like during 2014, like my friend's car was in front of my parents' house. Like he like stopped and said hi to them.
Wow.
One day.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's it's weird you can
how
do that.
How far does it go back?
2008.
Wow.
Damn. Imagine you got to go back like 1960, like just see how like what everything on your street looked like.
I saw a TikTok where a girl like was so emotional because she realized that feature, and she saw like her dad, like who had passed away, like working in the front yard.
Oh,
and it was just like a picture you never knew.
Right.
Of him was there.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
In his element probably too. That's nice.
My goal is to be on Google Street View. One time it came past me and I tried to do a cartwheel.
I see them a lot of times. Yeah. A cartwheel?
I tried to do a cartwheel.
Damn, the people that live in the 2100s, 2100s, what is it going to be? 2100s?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so glad I won't be alive.
They're
going
to be able to see
that.
What it looks like 2018. That's going to be nice.
The early 2000s called the Ox? The Aughts? Or was that the decade we just did? It was the Tens.
What do you mean?
Isn't 2000 between 2010 known as the aughts?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I've never
I always said 2000s, and I said now we're in the 20s.
The roaring 20s.
We're in the 20s.
What happened in the 20s? It was after the...
Prohibition was like in the beginning of the 20s, right?
I don't know.
The flappers and like...
Yeah.
Speakeasies.
Speakeasies, all that. And then the Great Depression happened like 1934.
Right. And then when everything was good again, everyone went crazy. Baby everybody boomers. Was like winning.
Yeah. Well, then we went into war.
Yeah.
And then everybody came back from war. And then it was like the 50s.
Everybody
and
everyone went crazy, Zane. That's war.
Okay.
I feel like we're going through another baby boomer stage right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I'm an uncle now.
Get out of here.
Well, not yet. I'm going to be an uncle.
No, technically, yes.
I mean, you're an uncle. The baby's in the
baby. Yeah.
I mean, I did know. I'm just hamming it up.
I knew you knew. I just was hamming it up.
Keep what? No, because I don't want people to like mistrust our reactions. Don't put that in.
What?
Keep that in too.
You're going to be an uncle. Yeah. My brother just told me yesterday. Pretty crazy.
Well, Uncle Heath.
I know. This is like, this is now making me feel older.
Here comes Uncle Heath.
It's your fun uncle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It's going to be really cool.
Does it feel weird?
Yes, but it hasn't really hit me yet, you know.
You're just like making it about you.
You know, I feel like it's one of those things you like, you don't really feel it until you're like in the moment and it's like you're holding the child, you know.
I always love a good pregnancy reveal.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Even if it's so stupid with them having like the noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I'm having a baby.
I'm not really into it. I'm not into the reveals, the gender reveals. I'm not into it.
I'm not into gender reveals.
Okay. I almost switched seats. Who cares?
But pregnancy reveals, I think, can be fun intimately with your family.
The bun in the oven.
Well, that one's a little.
Oh, hold on. I haven't seen that one yet.
You know how people say like they have a bun in the oven?
I know, but like that's been done before.
Yeah.
Open the oven, man. Meh.
M-E-H.
Would you rather find out like in the moment right there that your wife is pregnant or... can I use y'all as hypothetically?
Sure.
Okay. So if Mariah, you found out you were pregnant, would you immediately tell Heath? Would he be there like with you to see if it tests positive? Or would you like... try to find a way to tell.
Keep it a secret and make it like a surprise.
I think because
I see TikToks though where the guy's like, "You're what? You're pregnant?" You know?
Yeah.
You should surprise her like 9 months later.
I think he would just be right there with me.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's just like and like for the whole gender thing, I feel like I'm gonna have my ultrasound where they tell me if it's a boy or girl, and we're like, just tell me. Like let's just do this.
Oh, I don't wanna find out until
I wanna know.
I used to wanna know, but then I've been convinced like it's more fun to wait.
But then you get connected to like a certain name for the gender and then it's not that and you're like, all right.
Oh, true.
You know, I feel like people get leaned more towards a boy or girl.
And then you can get like stuff ready beforehand, I feel.
Yeah, I'd be more prepared.
He's like, I need to buy a little dirt bike. Or what color? He's like, do I need to buy it or do I not? Is it a boy?
Right.
Everybody's different though.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
I'm going to have a baby when I'm like 63. Maybe you think I'm a grandpa, but nope.
Now, Mariah, if you found out Heath was infertile, but you guys still wanted to have your kids, would you take Heath's brother's sperm?
Oh, that
you better
is
watch
weird.
That answer.
Whoa,
that is weird.
Dark.
But obviously, you're not going to have sex with his brother.
Right. But true.
But it would still be like your kid. They would still look like you guys.
Yeah.
And would you do that for your brother?
Mariah,
would you be comfortable with that?
Would I give
my nut for my brother? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. I would too.
That.
Yeah. I would too.
Because it's the closest thing you can get.
Yeah.
I think you guys would end up just not having kids.
What are you, a maniac? A freaking Looney Tune?
No, I'm saying like if you guys couldn't do it, like you couldn't make a decision like I can't do his brother. You know, like what do we do?
I would adopt.
You would adopt? Okay.
Yeah.
Six yeah, of course.
How do you guys feel about like it's called surrogates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surrogates,
like
right?
Other women that carry somebody's baby, yeah.
Would you ever do it if you weren't doing this? Like if it was just like, because you
as a job?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Yeah, if you're offered like $1 million for the year.
If my sister couldn't have children, she asked me yes.
Oh, okay.
Some people love being pregnant.
Yeah,
like they love it. They feel alive. They feel their purpose.
Yeah,
and I think they like to help other people too. I think it's a lot of that too.
I would like to help them
for
too.
Just chilling.
I also I would get attached though. I'd be like, no, Like, giving that up, I'd be like, no, I can't.
But you can't drink for 9 months.
Yeah.
Do you think celebrities do that a lot? If yes. they want yeah. their body to stay like...
I know. If I was like, I don't know, incredibly famous, and my wife was incredibly famous, and we were both working so much, and we really wanted to have a baby, I could see that being an option. But I think the fun part is the pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah, I think the feeling of it being your right. own child is you giving birth.
Right, yeah, I
having
agree.
That... you know, experience.
Exactly. You would never like be able to be there to squeeze your wife's hand and be like, we're doing this.
Can I come over and feel my baby kick your tummy? Like you just this, like go over to this like,
this oh baby yeah. is, this
that's,
baby
our,
is,
that's our baby in there.
This may be a stupid question, but surrogates, it's they take genes from both mom and dad and then it's planted in the woman, but like none of her genes go into the baby at all. That's crazy to me.
I
How
agree.
How the fuck does that happen?
That is some magic.
Yeah. Wow. Learning more here than sex ed.
I know.
Do you ever see those TikToks where you're like, when you're in the middle of eating eggs and you realize you're eating eggs and,
and it starts to like, taste like eggs?
Yeah, and it starts to taste like eggs. They're like, that happens to me every time. I'm like, yeah, let's get some eggs. I'm in the mood for eggs. And as you're eating them, you get like
kind of grossed out.
Yeah. I love eggs with everything. Eggs are just such a good like... topping.
I like a good hard-boiled egg, just
with salt.
You put no, salt I just like
it?
Take.
Yeah,
the
I like
whole
to just swallow it. No chewing.
It's a whole bunch of protein, and I just want it now, and I just know that I need to eat, and so I just.
I like them. They're just a little dry for me.
I know, but
dry.
I don't sit there. I'm like, I'm just like.
I like when it's a little yolky in the middle. I don't like the chalkiness of the yellow when it's like fully boiled.
You like it when you like crack it and you have like dip in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You put it over avocado and toast.
Yeah.
Avocado
and toast.
Or
poached is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Little eggs Florentine.
Mm. You guys are getting a little taste of our breakfast life.
I know that was going to be something for our Patreon subscribers, the taste of our breakfast life. But
you know what I hate? That I can't believe people eat eggs Florentine.
I just said that.
The Hollandaise sauce.
Wait,
eggs
it.
Benedict
or eggs you, Benedict? Hold on, what's eggs Florentine?
Zane, I don't know what eggs Florentine is.
Eggs Florentine is spinach with like a poached egg. But
oh, I love spinach. Okay,
you know,
no,
Hollandaise
Benedict.
Sauce is eggs.
It is.
Yeah,
I thought it was mustard.
Eggs,
right?
eggs and
I thought
butter.
It was like a little Big Mac sauce thing ripping up back there.
It's
I'm
eggs
like,
and butter.
Are you serious? What? Are you sure?
No, there's like mustard in it.
There has to be. There's something in there where
in
I eat it. I'm just.
It's whipped. It's like I don't put mustard in. Mine.
Oh, but in deviled eggs, it's. I think there's like mustard. There's.
Gordon yeah. Ramsay's gonna duet this. He's like idiots. That's not what it is at all. Completely
stop,
wrong.
Stop.
Everybody
stop.
Listening with a culinary degree, we're so sorry. We have no fucking idea.
Oh, they said colonial.
I thought he said culinary.
I probably
can't wait to play it back.
This is not my
episode. Yeah, all you got to do is whisk the yolk, water, lemon juice, and cook over very low heat.
It's the
and
lemon.
And then stir in butter.
It's the lemon.
I think it's that taste of
then
lemon.
Salt, pepper, paprika.
I want to eat it. I want to try it one more time now. Now knowing that it's lemon, because I for some reason I thought it was maybe mustard or vinegar, and I like in my mind was like this is mustard or vinegar, and then I just spit it out.
No, it's literally egg on top of egg.
Just hating without even trying.
Yeah, I mean I'm like that with eggplant too. I need to try eggplant again.
I think you need TMJ surgery more than anything.
I do too. I know I need TMJ. My dentist told me
this
when
going
I was in like sixth grade.
It's going to be worse for you in like later in your life. Because like when Zane eats, it's like.
There's going to be a day. Well, right now it's just doing this. One day my bones are going to tap and my mouth is going to be so unbearable. The pain will be unbearable. Like I won't be. I'll have to just stay with my mouth open
and you're
or closed.
Wired, and you could be like wired shut your mouth for that.
I need to get the surgery before that happens. Because once it happens, I'm. Fucked.
I feel like you're getting pretty close.
Damn, I should have done it last year. We weren't doing anything last year. Yeah. I should have just. Dude, summer's gonna hit. We're gonna be like, as soon as we step out, woo!
Zane on the beach.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I got to tell you what happened to me a couple days ago. I went so long without having fraud on my credit cards.
You and usually have fraud? You have fraud?
It would happen to me like 3 times a year.
That's
like
a
lot. Since I moved out here, I was always getting fraud on my cards.
What, is it because, do you go to those gas stations that like, it's like a no-name gas station?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that or if it's like leaving a tab open at a bar and then they like swipe your stuff, whatever. I don't know what it is, but it was happening all the time. And I went so long without having fraud and I ended up getting it. I got a text like, was this you? And I was like, shit, no, it wasn't. And they always do that thing where they swipe it for a dollar just to see if it works.
Yep.
But they ended up blocking it. But it was compromised, so they had to send me a new card. Like, shit. And then you're getting emails like, your subscription is canceled and you got to do this. And then you're trying to like figure out what was on that card. Finally got it all figured out. And then a couple days after that, I get another text alert. It was like, Chase, fraud alert. Did you try spending $1,200 at Publix in Atlanta, Georgia? And then another attempt for $1,500 at Publix. And I'm like, God. Like, no, it wasn't me. So I type back and I say no. And then it's like, okay, you're fraud, whatever. You decline, whatever.
How do they get this information? Like, how does that happen?
And it made me so mad because I just got it. And then like a couple of days later, it happened again on my other card.
Wait, what do you mean? How does it happen?
Well, because normally when people take someone's card information, usually it's in the same city, you know, like at a restaurant or like at a gas station.
They take the number, they get the info, and then they sell it out to...
that person just take the information instead of selling it to somebody else?
They can figure a way to like imprint it on like something else, like a nut. You can make credit cards.
Got it. Okay.
So I call Chase, and as I'm calling, it's like ringing, and then I get a call from the same number from Chase calling me. So I hang up, and then I answer the other one, and I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" They're like, "This is so and so from Chase." Just a fraud alert on your card. Just wanted to call and just verify that it wasn't you that made these purchases. They're like, we got one for $1,200. Was that you? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay, it was in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm assuming that the second one for $1,500 wasn't you either. And I was like, no, it wasn't. They're like, okay, great. So your card has been compromised. So we are going to have to send you out a new one. Cancel that one. And then he goes... Just to verify that this is you that I'm talking to, I'm going to need you. I'm going to send you a code right now to your phone. Can you just verify just that you're who you are? And he says, because there's getting a login attempt from that same location. And I was like, that's so weird. He's like, it appears that they got access into your account. Just read me the verification code. I'm about to text you right now. I'm like, okay, I said the number. And then as soon as I said that, I got an alert on my phone that said your password's been changed. And they were zelling money out of my account for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Damn.
And I'm like, holy shit. I was like, they're stealing my money right now. And it was sending to Heath Husar. So they made another account called Heath Husar so it would look like I was sending it to myself.
Oh man,
they were deep. And then as I'm on the phone,
and the guy you're on the phone with is works for your bank,
I realized this is the fucking scammer that's calling me right now.
Yes, because he was asking you to verify your code.
He sent me, so he knew he was going to try to sign in for the login attempt to get access.
Shit.
So it was all happening so fast. He's like, all right, I'm going to need, we got to block him out. I'm going to send you a verification code. So he goes in and tries to make the attempt. I send him the code so he can get access in. And then he changed my password, locked me out. And then was wired, like trying to sell money.
That's good, because I just transferred like my phone, my old phone to my new phone. And the person on the other line needed my verification code.
Dude, so like,
that's crazy.
It was so smooth the way, hi, this is so-and-so from Chase just calling to like, and it was so perfect. All right, cool. Yeah, we're going to send you a code right now. Just go ahead and read that back to me real quick. And we'll just make sure we get your account locked. So
once they're asking for you to read back a code that's been sent to you, that's like a red flag.
I know, but like, it wasn't a red flag when I switched my phones. They needed the verification code that was texted to my phone. You know what I mean? So I think it's like kind of a normal thing sometimes.
Check your shit, because maybe they did the same thing.
My phone got transferred like easily. Like nothing of mine has been compromised for weeks now.
How easily that can just happen.
That's crazy.
Because I'm seeing the alerts.
Do they still get, even though you get reimbursed for the money, do they still get the money?
So it ended up getting blocked. They never got the money out of my account.
And I think the bank goes after those people. I don't think they just let it go. I think they do an investigation. It's just they don't tell you.
What a fun job.
I know.
I'm always like, I go, find out who committed the fraud. But can I see the security camera footage of them at the Publix trying to stop?
I know.
I'm like, I just want the footage.
No, but the thing was, they
blur out their faces. Just
they didn't even try to swipe it. It wasn't an actual fraud. Like, they didn't actually try to pay at Publix with my card.
Okay.
The whole thing was a setup.
They just got
that
your number.
Text was a setup.
Oh, they set it up to make it look like there was fraud so they could get your information. Oh my goodness.
You didn't scroll back though to see like
$1,500.
No, see other texts from Chase or wherever your bank is.
Not from that, but when I called and then it said Chase verification with all the other Chase things because the guy was doing the login attempt. It was just really smooth.
I know, but the $1,500 that was spent at Publix, was that ever on your account?
No, because it didn't happen.
Got it. They but you didn't bother doing it. None of us would check. We would just fucking...
Well, it didn't go through.
What a rush.
For everybody listening, I mean, now that if someone's asking for you for a verification code, don't fucking...
Just
don't
be careful. Because yeah. I'm sure they get so many old people.
Oh, dude.
Like, I feel that's like sad. I'm pretty savvy with this stuff. But you know.
And a lot of older people, they have a lot of money saved up from like pensions and shit. So.
Oh, my friend broke up with his girlfriend. And at one point during the relationship, he had given her his credit card information to use for her Lyft account because she had no money.
Uh-huh.
And then they broke up. And then all of a sudden he kept seeing these charges on his Lyft account constantly going. And he's like, I'm not taking any of these rides. And you know how sometimes you get notifications from Lyft or Uber?
Like, how was your ride?
It was one you took days ago. So yeah. You're like, I guess I did take one of those rides during the weekend, and it just kept adding up. And he realized she was using his card
on her Lyft account
the entire time. But he feels so bad because he doesn't want to talk to her because she was such a terrible person.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. And be like, you owe me money. Just doesn't even want to talk to her again. Oh. Like, ooh,
shit.
But yeah, just be careful out there with your cards and technology and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a little, I wouldn't say an inappropriate quiz, but just some random fun facts.
It's not inappropriate at all.
Zane, I'm going to ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
In 2008, two sisters found this and sold it on eBay for $1,350. Choose from one of the answers below. A potato that looked like Abe Lincoln, a piece of bread that looked like it had Jesus's face on it, a cornflake shaped like Illinois, or a carrot that looked like a perfect penis.
The second one, the bread with Jesus bread. On it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree. Jesus I bread. Feel like that was
because I saw that on like Reddit or something.
It was actually a cornflake shaped like Illinois.
Get out of here.
For $1,350.
Someone really bought it for $1,300.
Wow.
Damn.
And they sold it on eBay?
I wonder how accurate it was.
I wonder where the cornflake is right now.
These purchases are being made. Do you think rich people are buying this shit or like...
Collectors, weird collectors.
Who are rich.
There's no way somebody's spending $1,300 on one cornflake.
That's true. Yeah, they have to have money to spend.
Do you think rich people are buying this shit as a joke? Like, oh, I'm going to buy this because that's funny.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
I think so.
Like to me, it's a... Oh my God. Oh, it's covering. There's a rat skeleton on my mic.
There's a Matt King action figure.
Hey guys, look,
it's Matt. Look, it's Matt. He's going to say something.
Honey, next card. Next card. We're going to lose.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're traveling on a New York City subway, 15% of the air you breathe is what? Gas fumes, fecal matter, body odor, or dead skin?
Oof. I'm going to guess body odor.
Body odor? What about you,
Heath? Let's go wild and go fecal matter.
Fecal matter. It's dead skin.
Hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought when you scratch, like dead skin cells fall off.
What does dead skin smell like?
Wait, it's 15% of the air?
Oh, I interpret that it as smell.
That seems like a lot. It's that you're breathing in.
You were talking about stank shit. Imagine everybody's dead skin that you're fucking sniffing all day. What's up 50% of air in here in the unfiltered room?
Alcohol.
Zane's farts.
Oh, probably. You gave me a bunch of sex ones.
I told you they were inappropriate.
Zane.
I saw the first two cards were not sex, and then I kept looking at them. Oh, they're sex.
Chimpanzees are bonkers. They'll steal and eat the babies of rival clans. And they often A, accidentally eat their own babies, B, mistake human babies for chimpanzees and take them. C, carry their skull around as a warning, and D, have sex with corpses.
I'm going to go have sex with
corpses. Yeah, I'm going to go with have sex with corpses.
I saw the answer. So.
Okay, it's B, mistake human babies for chimpanzees and take them.
Oh, ooh. God.
Where's
that's
my kid?
Why those that's babies get
that's why Harambe and that baby that he took, uh-huh. Remember?
Well, that baby went into the...
I know, that was crazy. I can't...
I
thought that video opposite. Was fake.
Where is that kid now?
I'm surprised he hasn't like done a big interview yet.
Or on TikTok, like...
Yeah.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
Bubba, you got one for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Roughly 7,000 people per year die due to what relatively fixable issue in the medical field? A, doctor's sloppy handwriting. B, staff mixing up patients' names. C, failure to read medicine labels. Or D, stethoscope malfunctions.
Ooh. I'd say fail to read
mixing up the names.
I agree with Zane. It's
you have to think about older people.
I think I've heard that about doctor's handwriting. What is it?
What do you think?
Mixing up the names.
Handwriting. Sloppy handwriting. That is wild.
That's so insane.
Bad. That's so bad.
They're doctors. Okay.
I mean, their handwriting is very sloppy.
7,000?
Every time I read about it.
Roughly 7,000 people per year die.
Jeez.
So hold on. So it's not really the doctor's fault. It's the pharmacy's fault because they think it says something else.
No, it's
right?
The doctor's fault because it is chicken scratch.
No, I understand but that. But why don't they, if the pharmacy can't read it, they go back to the doctor and be like, hey, what'd you write on this prescription?
Might not only be the prescription, it can also be like the diagnosis of something is in the hospital. I mean, that's not so what they it go, said. Oh, it says 50 milliliters of this thing, and then they're
500.
Number. I didn't even think of the amount that they're prescribing.
Could be anything.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Not even prescription, just like if you have somebody that comes in and they need to be put to sleep or whatever for a surgery they're about to have.
Yeah.
Like how much anesthesia they need or whatever it is, or
7,000.
I also think about
that's a lot.
When meals get mixed up at a restaurant, because their handwriting is they're really fast writing everything down, the waiters, and then they bring it to the chef. Do they just misread it?
I'm surprised all the waiters don't have
even more important.
Right.
Waiters still write everything, right? With a pen and notepad. I'm surprised that they're not allowed this phone or something
iPad.
That
they have them,
or something.
Some
sort
them.
Of device. Nice.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
has a touch screen.
Chili's does that now.
Zane would be in the hospital being like, how's your handwriting?
I'm just surprised I still see that shit. You know what I mean? I just use your phone.
In just over 2 years, what percentage of a pillow's weight is made up of dead dust mites and their droppings?
I don't want to know.
4, 15, 22, or 33?
Pounds?
What percentage of a pillow's weight?
22%.
I'm going to have to go with the lowest percentage. What's the lowest percentage?
4, 15, 22,
I'm
going to
say 4.
22.
There's no
way.
There
10?
10.
15. I bet it's a lot.
What is it?
4, 15, 22, or 33?
I think we all picked one.
All right. It's 33.
Oof.
33%.
Wait,
dust mites and their droppings?
Yeah.
Dust mites have
droppings? I didn't even know that they could drop.
What's a dust mite?
It's a dust mite. I'm thinking of dust bunnies.
I'm thinking of a mouse. Literally my
dust bunnies don't poop.
Dust bunnies don't.
They're bunnies?
Do you remember the Rugrats episode, Dust Bunnies?
Yes,
where they go down
that
into the basement and they have to fight off the dust bunnies?
That was scary.
It's a dust bunny!
Yes.
After how long?
2 years.
Oh, I didn't hear the 2 years part. I would have picked another.
I wish I didn't know that.
Me neither.
This delicious treat is made from the skin, bones, and hooves of pigs and cows.
I know the answer without even reading
hooves.
I think. Could I guess?
Yeah.
Marshmallows.
Very good.
Lava.
Very good.
You didn't know that?
Because it's gelatin?
Well,
I guess. But what's really interesting is that in the Muslim religion, you can't eat pigs. It's so sinful. It's the number one sinful thing you can put in your body is a pig. Anything made from a pig.
What they don't know won't hurt, I guess.
The only reason why I knew that, in high school, there was a rumor going around that, marshmallows is made out of pig's toes. And I was like, no, of course that's made up. That's the only other time I've heard of that. So just hearing that, that's why I guess it.
I'm going to tell my dad this. I'm going to be like, hey, you know
more. No more peanut butter and fluff.
He's on the phone with you, just like
eating a s'more.
What's up, son?
Going, assalamu alaikum. Making s'mores. What?
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, the place you go to get clean is actually dirty as hell. The filthiest item in your shower is your A, shampoo bottle, B, bar of soap, C, loofah, D, faucet.
Loofah.
100%.
Yeah, it's your loofah. Yes. For the longest time, I thought I was using Zane's loofah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We had a big, scary moment. They were both gray.
But I mixed up the color of my loofah. Mine was another one, and I said his color accidentally, and we both freaked out. But yeah, that's just gross.
And I always make sure like I have a new loofah every month. Is that bad?
I exchange mine a lot.
What
with what?
Exchange it. You take it. I'd like a new one.
The sisterhood of the traveling loofah. Just, oh,
girl, try
replace
it.
Replace it. Replace it.
Like one day, my brother used my loofah, and he was sick. I think. And I remember, like, after I used the loofah, when he used it after he was sick, I got sick, too. And I thought it was fucking grossest thing ever.
Huh.
I didn't use a loofah my entire life until college.
I used a washcloth or my hands.
Just my hands.
I can't do a washcloth. It does nothing for me.
I actually bring a loofah with me everywhere. Like, I have to use a loofah every time.
Yeah, I didn't use
them
until recently.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't. But then when I used a loofah, I was like, whoa. Yeah. Working at the car wash.
Wax on.
I feel like it just really gets in your skin and gets rid of the dirt.
The dead skin cells.
Otherwise,
we'd be breathing in.
I don't know how significant others are okay with this, but the loofah reminds me of like the toothbrush. Like Heath and I have the same brand toothbrush, but the colors are a little bit off. Like one's dark purple, one's black, and I was like, mine's purple, right? Like I would freak out. But there's significant others that are like, can I use your toothbrush?
Well, yeah, I think that's weird.
Okay. Yes.
Patricia, when I started like being at her house a lot, I thought she had this like spare toothbrush, and I started using it, and I didn't realize it was her eyebrow It was a brush.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize it was a brush for her eyebrows.
And you used it?
Yes. But I remember being like, oh, what a weird toothbrush this is.
You want to hear something
worse? And she goes, that's for my eyebrows, because she has this brush that looks like a toothbrush for her eyebrows.
Like, we use it for our hair sometimes, like an old one.
Yeah, I've seen girls use toothbrushes for their like hair.
Like, I used to use it for dance. Like, you put your hair in a bun, all the flyaways, you just brush them back with like.
You
want to
hear something worse? One day I used this toothbrush and I saw that it was just like used a lot. And I was like, oh, I must have brushed my teeth really hard the last night. So I brushed my teeth.
You know when it's like bent down?
No. I brushed my teeth and then I think I brushed it for maybe like 4 more days. I was using the same toothbrush. And one day I see my brother using the toothbrush to like clean his like tires. And I was like, what is that? He's like, oh, the toothbrush that like I keep in the, so because we have the same bathroom, like he puts it in the drawer. But like I didn't realize, like I didn't know why I used a toothbrush that was in the drawer instead of like the cup. I don't know, but like it was
you didn't
my,
know where you
no,
left
it
your
was,
toothbrush.
No, it was my toothbrush, but like I think one day he put it in the drawer and he thought that was just a toothbrush nobody was using.
Oh,
so he used
it.
And I've been brushing my teeth with a tire scrub for 4 days. And hence the 9 root canals that I had.
You
in
thought
my
it was the
life.
Condensed milk.
I would turn it into the Michelin man.
Like,
oh my goodness, no. That's
but you know
bad.
What's crazy? I couldn't even taste it.
It had like tire shine. His teeth are just like the wet look.
He thought it was like the charcoal. Yeah. He thought it was like
oh my god, what is it? Is it the moon toothpaste?
That's
oh
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how people willingly use each other's. I get grossed out by my own toothbrush. I replace it so often.
Yeah, me too.
I replace it every
so
three
often.
Weeks.
I also get paranoid about like my toothbrush and stuff when you have people over. Like if it's like a party or something.
Yes, I feel like people
you think
use...
people like do it and like scrub the grout?
Or no,
or
I feel like they
nasty.
Use it.
Like, oh, I gotta just like brush my
like,
teeth.
Like, let me just...
Ew, no,
yeah.
Nobody would
no,
do that.
People do it.
Yeah, people do it. People have no shame with toothbrushes. It's kind of like strange.
You know what I think is weird and I've never understood it? Like, what is the... Like, it's in movies. It's in like everything. Like, parents talk about like... Who is actually going through somebody's medicine cabinet? Do people really do that?
I do it. I'm nosy.
I've done it a couple times.
Very nosy.
Yeah.
Go through somebody's like medicine? I don't get it.
He just found out our medicine cabinet opened.
I didn't know. We've been living here for a year.
He goes, have you seen my razor? I was like, it's in the mirror. You were like, what? That opens?
Freaked out. Had no idea.
there'd be times where I'm looking for like floss or something. So I open the medicine cabinet and I see the floss. I grab it and I'm like, I wonder what that is.
I have our medicine cabinet set up.
I would never take a pill, but I just like...
Oh, you
being
wouldn't?
In, no, I would. I like being interested in like looking at what someone's prescribed and then like Googling it, being like, what
is
that?
Oh, that's weird. And I just look for like mouthwash or something that I could throw back.
Oh no, I don't actively like do that.
Have you gone through my medicine cabinet?
No, I use the guest bathroom.
And
here.
I was younger. I
love how Mariah has her own bathroom here. It's like y'all are divorced parents.
Yeah, why? And you guys shower in different bathrooms. Why do you do that?
Because ours is scary.
Oh, none of you shower in your own bathroom.
We don't use the bathroom in our room.
Well, yeah.
Why? Who cares?
And these are all
Jim Snooten showered in there. She came up with all those songs.
Your shower isn't scary at all.
Yeah, but the pipes are bad. The pipes are bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But anyway.
Because I remember, like remember my bathroom in the first house? How dark and scary it was? I still use it because I didn't care, but like...
We used to use it. We used it in the beginning, but the pipes are really, like, they need a lot of work. Yeah. So we're just like, let's not deal with this.
Oh, I thought you just didn't use it because it was scary. I was like, come on, guys.
I set up the medicine cabinet for people to look in. Like, I put stuff that, like travel-size stuff that are, it's brand new, it's not open. There's, like, toothpaste
there's a
in
note.
There. Like,
gotcha, bitch, what you looking for?
You put out, like, prescription stickers just to put it on, just to be like...
And I remember one of the first America's Funniest Home Videos I ever saw was somebody took, like, a whole thing of marbles and put it in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, and that's funny.
And they set up a hidden camera. So at the which I think is weird, though. Like, why are you putting... I don't know. They put it in an area where they couldn't see the person going to the bathroom. But the person would be, like, washing their hands and would just go... And then all the marbles...
That's good.
And they'd be like, were you looking in the medicine cabinet? They're like, yeah.
That's good. Really funny. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do thumbtacks.
You guys want to know Barbie's full name? The actual doll?
Barbara.
Barbie's full name, like the doll, is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Millicent?
Millicent Roberts.
Really?
Isn't that insane? She's a Roberts.
Oh.
What about Ken?
What? Ken Carson?
Whoa, cool. Okay.
Ken Carson and Barbie Roberts.
Remember the
Cute.
Show?
That's
they what did
really
Ken
hot.
Do? What was his job? It
he
seemed
was,
like
he
Barbie.
Was hot.
Wasn't he like a lifeguard?
He was always shirtless.
Hold on. Why do I
Whatever
feel like
you wanted
Barbie
to be,
was one working and Ken was like the stay at home dad?
Yes.
It was, right?
He was the trophy boyfriend.
Yeah. There you go. Yo, they flipped that. They flipped. Baby, they were setting a standard, baby.
What did Barbie do?
She was an
she was
astronaut.
Like
doctor.
She was a working woman.
She did it all. She was a working
lifeguard.
Woman. She didn't stop.
But Ken was the stay at home.
In heels. She did it all in heels.
Mm-hmm. Mattel.
It reminded me of this question. It was, this female fashion staple was originally created for gentlemen. Bra, stockings, high heels, or corset?
And it was... Can you say that one more time?
Bra, stockings.
No, no, the question. Sorry.
This female fashion staple was originally created for gentlemen. Bra, stockings, high heels, corset.
Corset.
I'm going to say stockings.
Actually, I switched my answer. Stocking.
It's corset. Actually high heels.
What?
That's why when you said all of that in heels, and it reminded me of that question.
Wait, why?
Yeah, why?
Because like men just wanted to like
be taller.
Be taller. We're not talking about stilettos. It's like a high heel.
Like
pilgrims
like a dress
had high
boot,
heels.
A platform shoe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're all thinking of stilettos. Like just like
some nice little pumps.
Yeah. That was a trick question. I see what they were doing.
I thought it would definitely be a corset to stay like fit. I don't know.
I think I'm gonna start wearing like platform shoes, but like make it look like real shoes. Because I do want to be a little taller.
You
I want
do.
To be at least
Get
6
these.
Feet. Because I'm 5'11". Oof. I want to be 2 inches
you're
taller.
You're 5'11"?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst height.
Why?
Because you're 5'11". you're 1 inch from being 6 foot. Does your driver's license say 5'11"?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that
I
embarrassing?
I don't understand the 6 foot height. Like, I don't mind it, but I'm saying, like, no.
She's only
tall.
Saying that because I'm 5'10".
No, I really don't. You can ask my sister. Like, ever since, like, I was, like, a teenager when it's like, oh, my gosh, when he's tall, I'm like, I don't want him to be tall. Like, that's too...
But girl, I think
I
girls find, like, height attractive. Like,
yeah,
the guy could look like anything, but if he's tall, oh, he's attractive.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't get it, but I just like that it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's very
I don't get it either,
I don't find it unattractive. It's just not the thing that's so important. Like, that, I'm not like, ooh, when he's 6 foot, like, ugh.
But what about when he's 5'3"?
I don't like that either. You're perfect, Mama.
I feel like our height is just, I feel chubby. I feel short and stout. and shove.
Baby, if you were
here
rich,
here is my handle. Here is my spout.
All right. So, introducing, if you guys didn't see last episode, we have Devon.
Devon.
Devon Asher.
Spelled with an O, as a lot of you think it's spelled with an I or a Y. It's an,
or an
O.
A.
Or an A.
You got a huge applause. You got a huge applause last episode. People loved you.
I can't help it.
He's a star.
He returns.
I can't
That's
help.
Why I'm saying
what can I say?
He helps a lot with the podcast. He helps a lot. He helps a lot in general.
He was going to say with his own videos.
So what game? What game are we playing, Devon?
Okay, so this is a lovely game called Box of Lies. So basically, there's six boxes. You may have seen this game on a different late night show. We're going to ignore that.
No, it's original.
I actually came up with this idea. No, so six boxes. They all have very different things in them. So basically, each of you will choose whatever box you want. Normally, when there's a crowd, the crowd will be like, oh my God, pick five, pick six, pick four. But we don't have that. So just pick whatever box you want.
Okay.
You know, okay. Just pretend that they're screaming at you. And basically, you won't show us what you see in the box. You'll look at it. And then you have the choice to make, do I want to say exactly what's in this box?
Or make something
or
up.
Or do I want to make something up? Ooh. The whole point is to get the other people here to, you know, falter and see that, you know, or just screw them up, you know.
Perfect. Okay.
Who's the best liar?
I don't lie.
That's a lie.
I think Heath.
I don't lie.
Heath
a lot.
Has a good poker
Heath
face.
Heath is a pretty good liar.
I know
when
Heath's lying.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So he's going to go first.
Everybody's cheering me to make pick sure. the closest one.
Yeah. Oh, four. Pick four. What's in the box? No, all of you guys can choose if he's lying or telling the truth. So you're describing what's in it. You can describe the truth. You can lie.
A box.
It's a box within a box?
Yes. Like a package.
What is this? Emperor's New Gru? I put him inside of... I'm going to turn him into a bug. Put him inside of a box. And put him inside of another box. And send it to my house. And smash it with a hammer.
I'm thinking about the toys that go inside.
Oh, Moroccan dolls? Yeah.
It's a product in a box.
Oh. Well, so you can say what the... You can say what it is if you want.
Oh.
I mean, I would, because you're trying to say what's in it.
Tampax.
I think he's telling the truth.
This is a lying game, and I think he's trying to...
I think
he's trying to spin it around. So
I think he doesn't want to jump the gun and lie right away.
I think you're being truthful.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm going to say the truth.
Okay, so everyone's saying truth?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, Heath, and what was
Thank you for trusting me.
Box?
Elmo, bitch!
Oh! Are you fucking kidding me?
Gotcha, bitch.
Wait, where the fuck did you did you put that together?
Yes, I
you
did.
You took an Elmo head, you took a baby, you put it together.
Yes, I fucking
oh
did.
Oh my God.
Are you smoking something?
Good. What made you want to put that?
She goes, I know when Heath is lying.
Hey, Anna.
I'm questioning everything.
That's what I was doing in your house earlier in the corner when I was like, don't come near me.
Give me that. Y'all, I think this deserves to be on the pod.
Yeah, wait. It's like, wait, can I see it?
Don't drop the baby.
Anna! What? Janie's all better now.
Yes! Wow, that was good.
Janie's all better now!
Toy Story reference.
That was so good.
Isn't that her name, Anna? Yeah. Is it Janie? Janie's all better?
We got
Who
it,
knows?
Exactly.
All right. For the people listening, it is a baby, a boy baby with Elmo's head.
All right,
on
well,
top
I'm gonna pick
it.
The number
that was really good.
Thank you.
Okay, the number I pick. This is the amount of girls that I've had sexual relations with.
Oh,
one.
Who
is
called
that
it?
True?
Is that true?
I don't.
I don't know.
Did it work?
Oh, you were lying.
It's a.
All right, go ahead.
You can take a good look. Don't be shy.
You can't see it.
He knows what it is.
It's all part of the game.
It's something kids like to play with.
It's something kids play with.
Can you describe it more? Lying.
Is it a toy?
Think like hopscotch.
It's chalk.
You sure?
I think it's like a
jump
rope.
That's not the game. You have to say what it is, and we say if you're lying. What's in
the
box?
It's chalk.
Okay. So Zane's saying it's chalk. Is Zane telling the truth or is Zane lying?
I think like now he's warmed up to it. It's chalk.
I think he's lying.
It's chalk.
Okay, so Mariah thinks he's lying. Matt,
we
lying
just have
or telling
to say
the truth?
If he's lying or not. Don't guess what it is.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Let's
it's
see.
Chalk, me.
Oh! Oh! Very
it's,
good.
It's just chalk.
Can I be honest with you? I couldn't think of anything else when I saw that. I was just like, oh, it's chalk.
Chalk. It is chalk. It's chalk.
Oh, fuck, it's chalk.
Can't
it's
say
chalk.
Anything else.
I'm sorry you didn't get one of the creative
say,
ones.
It's fluffy, but we just watched Cardi B's video. So I was like, fuck.
All right, Matt. Matt's choosing box number five.
With box number five. I love these glitter numbers you put. And also, these are like photo album boxes.
Yeah, these are how much did you spend on these boxes, Devin? Printed... Because we don't have a big budget for this show.
I know. I got a little discount at Michael's I use. Okay. I made sure everything was on sale.
Because those are like lawyer type of fucking boxes. Like lawyers put like notepads and shit in there.
Y'all are talking. Heath is just eyeballing me up and down right now trying to make
oh,
sure.
Oh, you're good, Heath. All right, what's in the box?
It's $100.
In this economy? No way. Lying. It's probably
$20. I don't pay Devin that much.
Keep in mind, Devin is creating the boxes. So
I think Matt's trying to be slick, and it's probably $20, and he's going to think it's hilarious. Right.
You want to say if it's crisp?
Oh, it's a crisp $100 bill.
Or it's like Monopoly money dollar
bill. Look how light this is.
Shake it.
Maybe it's heavy.
Ooh.
See? Nothing. Is moving around in this.
Because it's tape.
Oh, you know why? Because there's nothing in the box. I think you're lying.
I think
there's
you're nothing lying. Because you get a rush from it.
Matt always has something to prove. So I'm going to say okay. You're lying. Because you want to look like a good liar right
okay,
now.
It's $1,000.
So you're lying.
I don't know if that helped you.
Wait, you can't
it's
change
not
it.
$1,000. Can I change it?
I would say everyone, right, everyone called
wait,
you a liar
wish,
right there.
Never
you're
lying.
We think you're lying.
You've been called it. So
okay,
what's in the
what
box, Matt? What's in the box? Did you lie, Matt?
There is a graveyard of...
Are you changing your answer?
Or it's like...
We called you out.
Yeah,
no.
So
you
know... I want to tell you guys if you think I'm being truthful or not.
You want to do it again.
Okay, you know like gum? You know like sticks of gum? It's like a movie theater. It's all these little sticks of gum, and they're
eye
like
contact.
Watching a movie theater. And there's like little dead pieces of gum and stuff.
Lying. You're lying.
You're
lying.
Why do you think I
because
would
you
lie
keep
about
looking
that?
Down when you know something factual, you're
bit.
Very like
no, like right. Okay, so it's little like pieces of gum. And it's like all these little characters, and it's a whole scene. It's like a diorama. Like you know how I love tiny Christmas villages and stuff.
We know.
It's
that's
like
the
it's
truth.
That
you're way too descriptive right now.
Okay,
and and Devin would have to hope that you got that box. You know what I mean?
Okay, come on. Yeah.
You wanna see what it is?
Yeah. I'm dying.
It's a bunch of sticks of gum.
It's a gum at a funeral. It's a gum funeral.
Oh, it's a gum funeral.
Gosh.
It's a gum funeral. Sorry, I took a peek and it looked like they were all at a movie theater and I saw one was dead. And
it's
I was
a
like,
gum miniature. It's a you were right.
Well,
that's
smells
funny.
Great.
Wow, you got creative with this. Look at this for the folks
that's
listening.
Good.
Yeah,
a
it's a funeral.
Sorry,
I should have
took.
Yes, because I
the seats that the gum guys are sitting on.
Oh my god,
really funny.
To the camera.
I don't think I know the full rules of the game.
So
we shouldn't be guessing what it is.
No,
it
right.
should be.
Yes,
I should
exactly.
describe what I see, and you guys say, "And you're lying. You don't see that."
Right.
Got it.
So,
okay.
but you, it shouldn't be as simple as
right.
like you can just be like, "It's a $100 bill." But I would go further and be like, "It's crisp. There's Sharpie marker on it, actually, in the corner." Like you can say whatever you want, or you can be, "It's just a
right,
$100
right.
bill." That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Bubba.
Box two, box three, or box six.
You want to yell a number
to me? Two.
Oh, he made that one for her.
All right,
I
Matt,
don't remember.
No
what
looking.
The hell are you looking at? Okay, let me see.
Huh. I'm sorry. It's just funny looking at you like when you're trying to be serious.
Mariah's trying so hard.
What did you see?
Look at her face.
I don't know what I saw, to be honest.
Yeah, I just realized what was in that one.
She doesn't know what she saw.
What is it?
It is a corn dog in dog food.
Lies.
Corn dog and dog food. Dog food, corn dog. I see what your brain's doing
lies.
There. That's lies. You know
lies.
What I mean?
A corn dog in dog food.
Describe how is the corn dog with the dog food.
How's it placed?
Yeah, how's it placed?
It's the corn dog's in the middle and it's broken in half.
And it's surrounded.
Is it wet or dry dog food?
Looked dry.
It looked dry.
Are we talking kibbles and bits?
I don't.
Bacon strips?
Bacon strips?
No, it's not bacon strips. It's the other one.
Was it glued down?
Okay, good
no,
response.
I don't think so.
You
don't like
it was
shake it
down?
Or anything.
A corn dog on a stick cut in half? Is the stick cut in half or not?
No.
Is it a
what,
mini
what,
corn dog?
No, to what?
There's no stick.
There's no stick.
Oh. Okay, I believe her now.
I don't think I believe.
Is there a scene?
She's telling the truth.
We just saw a gum funeral. I think corn dog around dog food.
Okay.
It makes
Same
sense.
True.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going
I
believe to that.
Can I say something before
yeah,
we show?
Yeah, technically.
So Mariah was right for the most part.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's not a corn dog, but a Twinkie.
Oh my god. It's a corn. It's funny. A Twinkie.
Oh, it looks like a corn dog.
I thought it was a corn dog, and I was like, "Is that like air dried or something?" And then as I imagine? Closed it, I was like, "It's a Twinkie." Shit.
Where was your mind at today?
I'm a creative guy. I'm a little
good.
Too
good. Wow.
All right.
Expect the unexpected mm-hmm. seems to be a common theme in this game.
Next time you go grocery shopping, don't get what I asked. Just kind of go for it. I want to see what you get.
Kind of go for it.
Okay, so now
I did that at Whole Foods once.
Now Heath is thinking, I'm going to be creative on this.
Okay, so it's like a Barbie doll with like it like buried.
Lies. We just talked about
Barbie. I didn't even finish it.
We did just talk about Barbies.
Lies.
No, but he's and you're smiling. Why are you smiling?
Buried in like a
phone. You're lying.
Buried in like a phone. What's this?
In like a,
buried like, in a
buried in like a
I think he's telling the truth.
Buried in like a wavy phone.
I think he's telling the truth.
And the doll is like dead.
We had him a funeral. Right. You took that. You took Barbies. From this shit.
Wait,
I think he's telling the truth.
Wait, Devin did have a doll in one of those, so he probably was at a toy store.
Right now, I think he's trying too hard to make it look like he's lying. It's,
Then Mariah, we'll go with you. Honestly.
No, don't go with me.
No. I'm gonna say he's lying.
Right. No,
I think
she knows him best.
I'll take Mariah's side.
Show me the Barbie.
So wait,
dead
wait,
with
wait,
a
wait.
Bunch of foam in it.
Zane,
because I love to
I
see
think
it.
You're
Zane
lying.
Sane, he's lying. It's like Matt and Mariah are sane. He's telling the truth.
Because it smells like apples.
It kind of smells like apples. Piss off. Some bullshit.
It's like.
What is the material of the wavy foam?
And the Barbie
Describe
has like markers coming down her eyes.
Describe the wavy foam. You, what material is that?
Is it fabric? Almost like kind of like caulking putty.
Okay.
Like if you were to like spray.
Or stuff that people use on their mirrors.
Right. Or it could be.
Like Mod Podge.
Yeah. Mod Podge.
Okay.
Or it could look like cake icing almost.
Okay. Now yeah. I'm starting to. Kind of believe it.
I think he's telling the truth. Why? I don't know
why. It smells like apples. I don't know where
that
one.
If he's not telling the truth, I'm questioning everything because I thought I knew it.
I'm taking Mariah's
side. It's the Barbie doll, but the arms and legs are apple slices.
All right, final decision.
Oh, all right, honestly,
final decision. Mariah's side, I believe you.
I think you're
truth.
Lying.
You
think
okay, lying. Zane saying
just
he's
just
lying.
Show us. It's $100 bill.
Oh my God!
How dead, Devin?
Dead no. Barbie doll
no,
in
no, no.
a wavy.
Devin
you know
needs
what?
Therapy.
No. This
yeah,
is so
what
funny.
Is this?
I know it looks dead, Billie Eilish. I am so sorry.
Oh, it's a Billie doll.
You're not dead.
Oh,
with the lime green.
Oh, it's like a bit of an homage.
It's an homage to her. This one music video she did. The toy you can buy at a Target if you want.
Interesting. I was going to say it was green, but I thought it was that light shining down into
it. Oh, that's fun.
Wow. Everyone should smell this slime.
Is it apple?
Is
apple
it
scented slime.
No way. I fucking knew
cool.
it.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah,
was Dan, that
that's
good?
Actually really sick. I kind of want to like hang this up.
Right?
All
right,
Zane, you want to finish this?
Last one, Zane.
I knew you were telling the truth, Bubba.
Okay.
Lying, he's coming.
Cough drops.
Nervous coughing.
It's a crystal ball. But it's not because it's like made out of something else. I don't know. But it's a crystal ball.
Just that? Crystal ball. Nothing else around it, Zane?
Yeah. It's made out of something else?
It's just a crystal ball.
But when he picked it up, it didn't roll. I didn't.
Okay.
Like a fake crystal ball.
But
I don't know.
I believe a crystal ball is in it. I don't think.
Me too. I don't know.
But then again, I'm like, if that's your imagination and if you're coming up with that and there's nothing else more he's giving us, he has to be speaking the truth, right?
Do you want me to keep selling you?
Yeah.
Yes, because you
what
said
else is
it's,
in
a,
there?
It's a crystal ball. What else is in it, Zane?
Do you mind shaking it?
There's Lego people around the crystal ball.
Why didn't you say this
Why
in the beginning?
Why didn't you say this earlier?
because I didn't know if you wanted more.
And
or not.
are their arms up? Are they giving it like some? Is there a bit of?
We've been so descriptive this entire time.
It's not making a noise. It sounds light.
You are the dancer.
Arms are down. He said.
Arms are down, and so they're all looking at this crystal ball that's glued to the ground,
but it's not crystal.
You lying son
of
a bitch.
I'm gonna say lying. I'm trying to also think like, how does Zane want to end the game? We should end it on like this note.
I'm just seeing where I can go with this.
A crystal ball hit a whole bunch of Lego people. Not Lego people.
Wait, they're Legos or no?
And they all have their hands down and they're looking at this crystal ball.
That's not real crystal.
Yeah. Actually, no, there's no Legos people. It's just a crystal ball.
Zane's like a 4-year-old going like, yeah, it's like, there's a crystal ball.
Wait, no, but
there's no Lego people. It's just a crystal ball.
Wait, so he's probably telling the truth now because if it was like, if he opened the box with saying that there was Legos and there's not, we don't know if it was like truthful or not. So now he's confused. Look at him.
No, now it makes me think he's...
Now he's scared. He wants to restart.
I don't know. No, okay, I'm thinking of what Zane's thinking. Like, is this going to be entertaining enough to like put in?
But Zane's... also I'm thinking like, as we were all going, think of Zane coming up with, what should I say is in the box? Like a crystal ball is a pretty like solid thing to think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty like base one imagination.
I
gotta
lying.
Be creative. Crystal ball.
Base one.
Think about that. I think he's lying.
Oh, so there's a crystal ball in here. Do you think I'm lying?
You're lying.
Yeah, lying.
Lying?
Let me see.
Lying.
Don't make a face. Let's
now
just
he's
see.
Excited to show it because it really is.
It's a crystal ball.
Yeah, baby!
Oh, shut
Let
the hell
see.
Up. It just says it's a crystal ball.
Oh, the Legos.
Y'all sitting here saying, yeah, Zane's brain. Yeah.
But why'd you say Legos?
The Legos, whole piece was a little curveball. I was like,
that was a nice little curveball. Yes, that was me. Yeah.
So you were lying.
With a little Lego.
No, I didn't. I said I was lying about the Lego. Wait, the Lego. I was being truthful to you the entire time.
The arms are down.
The entire time.
the arms are down.
He took a beat. The arms are down.
I said I ended up being truthful about everything.
That was good.
Yeah. All right, well.
All right, guys. That was fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
I thought that Billie Eilish thing was really fascinating, honestly. Anything to add?
2 + 2.
2 + 2.
All right, guys. Well, if you haven't already tried it, try the new flavors of coffee we just released. We have the decaf and the sweet butter hazelnut that just came out. We also have every flavor in the bags. So if you don't have a Keurig machine, you can get the bags and try it. Also, go to Kurmota.com.
Also, follow our highlights channel. We are posting a bunch of mini clips from all the past episodes. Our, you know, the funniest, best clips that if you guys don't want to watch the full episodes. YouTube.com/unfilteredhighlights. Make sure to subscribe and you'll see all of it there.
Right. Or go back and see your favorite moments.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to the TikTok. It's even shorter.
Oh, yeah. We got a TikTok channel. I forgot to prescribe it, to promote it.
For all you short attentioners.
Yeah. TikTok at unfiltered. I don't know how we got that, but we did. At
seen unfiltered. The snippets.
We Book paid, me we on paid Cameo. Good money for that TikTok name.
We did. We love you so much. You have a great rest of the week.
Whoa.
Sorry. Yeah, my brain is like.
All right, guys. Not there.
Bye, y'all.
See you guys.
I look good, but my brain isn't good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.